Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I am sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Feeling good.
Right. Let's speak.
A lot of new music.
Yesterday.
There is, almost as if it was
New Music
Friday.
Thursday. Yeah.
It was a big New Music Thursday.
Yeah.
And then a New Music Friday and, you know.
New well, music it's, every
I feel
day.
Like it seems like a lot because early January is so slow. Like, no one wants
right.
to release stuff, like, right after the holiday. It's just kind of like a dead time.
Yeah.
And, like, around this, like, what is it, like, third week, fourth week of January is when people yeah. start kind of, like, the steady flow begins to return. So here we are. We actually have new music. It's all the crap we were just talking about the last few weeks. We've got good stuff now, finally. Anyways, let's start with Jason, one of yours. I want to start with a Dua.
Wow.
Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Grammy Best New Artist nominee.
Yeah.
It's true.
Some would say front runner for
yeah.
Best New Artist.
Billboard cover star.
True. A lot of accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of them.
To her name. So she has a new song, Swan Song.
Yep.
And it's for a movie that I know virtually nothing about.
Alita: Battle Angel.
Is that the one where she's modified and her eyes are huge?
Yes. Yeah.
Seen the trailer.
That's actually like the, was going to be... After the colon, it was going to be Alita modified in huge eyes.
Wait, is that movie about me? Because my eyes are huge.
Oh, wow.
Not like hers.
Okay, not that
yours
big.
Yours aren't actually that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You have nice eyelashes.
Starring Joe
but anyway.
As Alita, Battle Angel. Dua Lipa is back. Swan Song, it's, you know, I always enjoy when an artist does like a soundtrack song like this because they can use it as a stopgap. They can change their sound if they want. They can stick with their sound if they want. They can build upon what they've already accomplished and also preview what's coming. Dua Lipa has said that she's already working on her second album. I'm hoping we get that this year. Her first album is almost 2 years old, which is pretty crazy. Anyway.
It feels like it. I feel like New Rules has been on the radio and still hasn't left radio for, like, most of my life.
It also hit, like, I feel like all of that happened late after it dropped. Like, after the album came out, it was, like, a year later before she even took off.
Yeah, it was a slow burn.
Yeah.
So she spent a lot of last year doing collaborations. She did One Kiss with Calvin Harris. She did Electricity.
Electricity.
What? With Silk City. Shout out to Silk City. Swan Song is her first like solo single in a while. I think it's very good. It doesn't really change that much of her formula, but it just seems like, again, and we talked about this a little bit with Electricity, she just seems more confident in her vocal delivery. Very solid pop song, very wacky music video. I don't know if either of you guys have seen the music video.
I did not.
It's basically like, I think the movie's like dystopian.
Yeah.
And Alita, the battle angel, has to like save the world from that dystopia. But the Swan Song video has Dua and her dancers like doing choreography and like rubbish piles, almost like a like
rubbish. Are you from Britain?
Yeah. Well,
piles of rubbish.
Yeah.
Bobby came by and gave us a scolding. Anyways, we'll do tea time later.
That
yeah.
was funny. Is it so
rubbish,
garbage. Trash.
Yeah, but like
here in America.
Like landfills, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys don't say rubbish? I say rubbish sometimes.
Not. Never.
It's fine. I was just in London last month. Maybe I'm
right.
a changed man.
Yeah,
so wacky video, but definitely a very likable song. I'm not sure, you know, how well this will do as like a pop radio single, but it's good to have new Dua Lipa music. I guess that's my main takeaway. What'd you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I really liked it. As we were talking about in our music meeting, and as you just said, it's fun to hear her as a solo artist again.
Yeah.
Because both One Kiss and Electricity were very dance pop tracks.
Yeah.
This is a little more purely in the lane of what she broke out doing. But other than that, I'm
yeah, it kind of, it actually kind of reminds me a little bit of her most recent solo single, IDGAF.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds a little bit similar musically.
Yeah, I love this, actually, and I'm really glad that she released this, because I have to say I was left a little cold by the Calvin Harris and Silk City songs, just in the sense, like, I like
those.
Them when I'm listening to them, but I absolutely never seek it out. Like, I have no interest to, like, put them on. Whereas, like, New Rules was, like, such
me.
A jam. But this, I really like. Like, I
oh,
to me,
wow,
this is
okay.
a fantastic song. I feel like it's not... I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel like it's not going to be a radio hit, like, just because it's so high energy. And I think that's just symptomatic of any time there's a soundtrack, or a song, rather, for a movie soundtrack, and it's, like, an action movie. Those songs are, like, super high energy, and, you know, because there's action, and you want it to match that. But that's just not what's on the radio for the most part now, which is actually why it's pretty clever for... to return to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That Post Malone and Sway Lee did a soundtrack song, but they made it very laid back. I mean, like, that's what's
right.
hitting the radio right now, like those kind of laid back Sunflower type songs. I think this is a little too turnt, a little too Chasini for it to like hit top 10, but I think it's a fantastic song and it makes me excited about her future.
That's such a good headline, Joe Lynch, : new Dua Lipa song, too turnt for the top 10.
100%. I stand by that. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope that's
also
not
the name of your upcoming
elitist
memoir.
Elitist battle angel take.
Joe Lynch, too turnt.
Anyway, so let's listen to it. Dua Lipa Swan Song. Here it is. This is not a swan song. All right, that was new Dua. Lindsay,
yeah.
Let's do Florence Plus the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Moderation.
I love this song. Not to put words into Jason's mouth, but I feel like you might say this is more of the same.
Wow.
And it is. But when it comes to
anticipating the critiques, and
I
not,
sure am.
That's what any good argument does.
I'm getting ahead of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I absolutely love this song. I always love New Florence. I almost feel like this is what was missing a little bit on her last album, High as Hope.
I loved the last one.
Me too. Me too.
One.
No, yeah. I absolutely love it. But this feels like older Florence and the Machine.
Sure.
Like the jangly hand claps and like foot stomps,
mm-hmm.
and like her vocals are soaring, but it's just like all over the place in a really good way. Like, I think one of the best things she does as an artist is create like these sonic storms. And that's exactly what this is. And this is off a 2-track EP. I think it's like a standoff EP. I haven't heard anything else about it. But Yeah, I love how she opens it and she's like, do I look moderate to you? I know, and anyone who's like a fan of Florence, you're just like, ha ha ha.
You're like snapping your fingers. Like, yeah. Yeah, I have to say, I saw the title and I was like, wait, Florence has a song called Moderation? And then when I listened, I was like, oh, good. She's saying no. Yeah. She's like prone to such extremes. I mean, this is someone who like, wait, was it Coachella or Bonnaroo where she broke her ankle because she was dancing too hard? Yeah.
She's
like,
amazing.
This is not a person who lives in moderation. Yeah. And like, that's what part of, you know, not that I'm like, obviously, take care of yourself when you're on stage. Don't break your ankles.
Don't
but
break,
like,
no.
You know, that's part of what makes her such a compelling live act. Like, she, like, absolutely gives it her all. And, like, you listen to her sing. She's really remarkable. Sing a cappella. She's a knockout. Yeah. Yeah, I really like this. And the other song on it, Haunted House, I really enjoy, too. Shout out to another act we talked about recently, Sir Baby Girl, also has a song, Haunted House, that came out recently. Got a lot
and
of good
we talked about,
haunted houses.
Another haunted house.
Gerard Way, Baby, You're a Haunted House.
Yeah, that's like a new trend.
Standout song.
Wow. Oh, I love that. I still love that song. Yeah, not to take the words that Lindsay gave me, but this is a little bit more of the same, but I really enjoy it. Like, I really like Florence and the Machine. If you ask me how much she's evolved over the course of her four albums, I would say noticeably, if not spectacularly. But I think that she has a high consistency. Like, I don't think any of her four albums are you know, significantly worse than the others. Yeah, I think that more than anything, I just enjoy the increased output because she's been prone to go like a couple years before coming back with new stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, just had less than a year since the last album came out. You have a couple good new songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we listen to it?
We shall.
Florence and the Machine, Moderation.
Well, who'd you think you're talking to?
All right, that was New Florence. Next up, this is one of my picks. Group called M22, song is White Lies. This is one of those tracks I found via Spotify New Music Friday. M22 is such named because it's this duo. I think one of them is German, one's British. They met on March 22nd a few years ago. Cute little way to make your name. But this song really jumped out to me on the New Music Friday playlist. It opens with these harsh, stabbing synths. And before getting into this like really sweet house groove. But as I was listening to it, because it was just very like it grabbed me and I was like, oh, I want to listen to that again. And then what really sold it for me is I was realizing how the music kind of like backs up what's happening in the lyrics. Like when you're hearing the harsher part of the synths is kind of when they're singing about the negative stuff. But then when the strings come in and it kind of becomes a more like, you know, a little more pleasant, softer listen is when the vocals change to singing about, you know what, you're telling lies, but overall you're sweet and you're good for me. So I always appreciate it when, like, the lyrics and song kind of, like, combine to, you know, back each other up. But aside from that, like, even if you don't, you know, pay attention to that, like, it's just a great, like, thumping beat. Like, I would be ecstatic if I hear this come on tonight when I'm out and about, you know? So
that's how I thought you discovered it. I pictured you, the club, coming on and you pulling out your notes app.
Like, ooh, time to take notes for the podcast.
Yeah. Your friend, Joe, what are you doing? Oh, taking notes for Must Hear Music, of course.
Exactly. No, I have a secretary who follows me. And I'm like, write this down.
What a life.
M22, what does that mean? Find out.
And find out.
March 22nd, they met?
My desk
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's adorable, I guess. Write it down.
Love it. Yeah.
You sound so hasty when you're out.
Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think of this?
This was fun. I love the thing I love the most are like those laser beam sounds.
Mm-hmm.
That is just like a very fun effect to put on a song like this.
Yes.
It's the only thing I can add.
Pew pew.
Yeah.
I liked that this didn't wear out its welcome. Like it's not that it doesn't, I don't have the track length in front of me.
I think it's like 3 minutes or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like a good, it's like a good solid dance single.
If it's 3 minutes and 22 seconds. That would be clever. Oh, if M22 and every song was 3 minutes 22 seconds.
Every single song.
Mind blown.
I wouldn't think that'd be limiting at all. Yeah. It'd be a fun little gimmick.
Like you just have to cut some songs, you just have to cut off like mid
right.
word.
They're like, sorry, this is just how we do things.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. But aside from that, yeah, no, I think that this was like a very fun, like kind of like house adjacent dance song, and yeah, really enjoyable. I was not familiar, but I like you crate digging this week. So let's,
yeah,
let's
I was
do
trying
it.
To go a little deeper than the usual suspect. So anyways, but let's listen to it. It's M22. Song is White Lies. Here it is. We both know what this is, so I keep telling you, and you keep telling white lies. All right, that was M22, White Lies. Jason, you are going to take us into the land of the Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
So we got two new tunes out, just
like
Florence.
Two new tunes. Yeah, I have to rep for Chris Payne, our
right.
staff Vampire Weekend aficionado. Yeah, so Vampire Weekend is back, has a new album coming out this spring. First album since 2013. Which is wild to think about.
And is this the first one since Rostam left as well?
First one since Rostam left the group. Yeah. Chris wrote about Vampire Weekend and how long it's been since they've been gone yesterday. And it's funny that like there was a line where it was like the last time Vampire Weekend released an album, like people were doing the Harlem Shake. It's just like
that really puts it in perspective.
That's really it's a little troubling. Like, oh my god,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Gloria Stewart meme.
Yeah.
But you know, Vampire Weekend's back. I think this song is really great. I think it kind of doesn't really stray too far again from the Vampire Weekend sound. You have Ezra just has this super warm delivery, which I think has always been their calling card, even more than the way they use percussion, the mm-hmm. way that they think about and synthesize like African music and the way they write hooks. I've always thought that Ezra has kind of been like their entire identity, just in the sense of like the group doesn't really work unless his vocal presence is there.
Sure.
And you know, this one kind of winds its way through a couple different sounds and a couple different ideas. You have like the strummy opening and closing, and you have a couple musical detours. It goes on a little tiny bit long,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know, that hook of like, I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die. It's just like, I don't know. It's very simple and effective to me. And it's good to have him back. Like, I don't know if this is going to be the standout song. This might be like the eighth best song on this album, but it's
that's
just
kind
like,
of what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Too. So you're not a fan of it?
I like it. Okay. Here's what I'll say. The piano, this is a weird thing to just, but the piano I love, like whatever the piano is doing here. Fantastic. More of that. The rest of it, okay, and the plucking, like the kind of the way they're playing guitar is very interesting and intricate, but just kind of the vibe overall, I guess without like the syncopated rhythms, like kind of like, you know, once they're veering away from the Graceland territory, like it's reminding me a little bit of Mumford and Sons in a way I'm sort of, I mean, like I would say a more mature or sophisticated version of it, but it's just kind of like... It's familiar and
so
it's
like
something...
Mumford and Brothers instead of Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, Mumford and Fathers. Would that be the more mature version?
That'd be nice.
I don't know. Mumford and Zaddies is probably what I'm thinking of.
Stop.
I don't know. And I don't mean that as like a diss or anything, you know, because Mumford is their own thing. It's just, I don't know. It's not. I don't know. It's just not hitting. It for me, it's the exact same what you were saying. Like, if this is the eighth best song in the album, great. But, like, if this is one of the highlights, I'm going to be a little let down.
Okay.
I would agree. And I loved the, like, the really pretty riff at the beginning that I thought wouldn't come back, and then it did, which was nice. I also enjoyed the piano. But then it, like, veered, it felt islandy. like the production that kicked in after. I just feel like it took you down so many different paths that it almost did too much at a certain point.
Okay.
But I do want to talk about the snake on the album cover.
Okay, please.
What is it? Taylor Swift?
Is Taylor Swift on the album?
Wow. Maybe. That would be so cool. If they just like started a beef and just like joined a beef that everyone is kind of over.
They're like, how do we plan our big comeback? What's everyone talking about?
That would be awesome. Yeah. What do you guys think of the album title Father of the Bride?
Sure. I have to say the Steve Martin Father of the Bride is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie.
You weren't there, very quick detour. Mm-hmm. You weren't there in the meeting yesterday. I was talking about how I think Father of the Bride Part 2 is definitively better than Part 1.
We've talked about this, and I disagree, but I love both, so I'm not going to get super angry about it. I could quote scenes from both, so I'm not going to... This is not a fight, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
We're on the same page. And the original's good, you know, Spencer Tracy, shout out to the GOAT.
Yeah. Do you think he's listening and waiting for the shout-out?
I think so. He's like, are they going to give me that shout-out? He's been dead for such a long time. Anyways, but moving right along, quick thoughts. What about the second song they released, 2021?
I haven't listened yet.
Under 2 minute Vampire Weekend
song. It's
good,
song. Yeah. I thought it was good. I like them both.
That maybe was a little more promising to me, at least just because it was shorter, I have to admit. I was like, oh, okay.
This one did feel very long.
I mean, it's 5 minutes, you know.
Is long.
It just literally
long.
Is
yeah.
long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, so mixed reviews, mm-hmm. but you listen and figure out for yourself. Whether or not it's good. It's Vampire Weekend. Song is called Harmony Hall. In a battle with a world in mind, never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die. All right, that was Vampire Weekend. I totally forgot.
Yep.
Sorry, Jason just got up. Jason has
stormed out
a
of
meeting.
Here.
Basically, we didn't like his song pick, and he stood up and he left the room. That's all literally true. He had to go to a meeting, but I'd like to think it's because he's furious with us. But we've got a couple more picks. If you can, bear with hearing
just
about music without
us.
Jason's presence.
No.
It's tough to imagine.
Seems impossible.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get through it. But let's go for your second one. So Summer Walker, the song is Riot.
Yes.
I know very little about Summer Walker, so.
Okay. Summer Walker, I think that this could be even more so her year. She sort of came into the mainstream, I guess, in October of 2018. She dropped her debut, Last Days of Summer, and she's the only woman on the Atlanta label Love Renaissance, which is where Black and Drum, Big Baby Drum.
Okay.
So some notable company there.
Yeah.
But she's the only woman, and she's actually making waves. I have only listened to parts of her debut album, but then today she dropped an EP, Clear, which is for live recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just stood out. I think it's beautiful, and it's also, you do feel like you're in the room. You know when you go to something and it's just the artist, like, with a guitarist really stripped down,
mm-hmm.
and you get that, which you normally wouldn't get from, like, a bigger concert. It feels really intimate, and it carries perfectly over onto this song. And so it's called Riot, and it's sort of about, like, when you are at the point in your relationship where things are too comfortable, and mm-hmm. she's had enough of that, like, so much so that she is asking for a riot. Not just, like, excitement, but she needs a riot at this point.
She's like, please, fuck things up.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I just found that humorous because it's a beautiful song, but she's asking for, like, madness, basically.
Right.
But what did you think of it?
It really grabbed me. I think just, like, the acoustic guitar plucking at the start is, like, I guess sort of what you're saying, like, it really does seem, like, the way it's recorded seems very immediate, much more so than most things you listen to. Like, the acoustic guitar was, like, so, not even, like, loud, but it was, like, I guess to quote the EP title, so clear that, like, I actually, like, startled at my desk. I was like, wow, it, like, really, like, however they mixed this is really
impressive. I know.
Really
this, like,
impressive.
The presence of, the like, there are so few elements, but their presence is mm-hmm. so strong.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's, like, beautifully minimalist. I really like it. The lyrics are cool. although, you know, I feel like there's a song complaint for everything in a relationship. It's like,
sure.
You know, either someone's doing too much and you're like, hey, like, settle down.
Right.
Or it's like, ugh, now things are boring. Like,
I know. There's no happy medium.
I'm not saying she does that. I'm just saying, like, there's a song for every complaint in a relationship, as there should be, really.
Right.
I'm like excited the idea for her. Yeah, no, this is cool. This makes me want to pay attention more than, I guess, the other little bits I'd heard of hers, which, as I said, was very little. I know near nothing about her. But yeah, this is cool. So thanks for bringing this to us.
You are very welcome.
Let's listen to it. Summer Walker, song is Riot.
Give it to me just how I need. And you think of roses and daisies, and I think of passion and fire like Hades. You say all the time, peace and quiet. But for my love, I need a riot, a riot.
All right, that was Summer Walker. Next and last, this is my pick. The artist is Suntalk, as in Sontalk. Song is I Am the Mountain. This is, as you know, I don't know really anything about your last artist. I don't really know anything about this artist I just picked right now. I know that...
He's a mountain.
He's a mountain. Two things. I know he's a mountain. Second thing, his real name is Joseph LeMay. Other than that, like, this is just one of those kind of, like, cray-digging things you come across. I think someone actually recommended it to me. Mm-hmm. But I was really... This is a five-minute song that does not overstay its welcome to me.
I agree.
Because it really has kind of, like, a journey. You know, almost a mountain climb, if
Indeed.
You will. But it starts out, like, it's you know, I would say genre-wise, it's kind of, like, folky.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's a really interesting character to it. Like, the folk that's being made these days... tends to skew like Lumineers, Mumfordy. This is very, I don't know, kind of like it's almost like a spiritual sort
like
of sound. Yeah, it's like a rootsier, like, I don't know, like actual like authentic folk music. Like,
yeah,
he has this like hopeful sound, like hopeful sad sound to it. There's a lot of sonic interesting, a lot of points of sonic interest in the background. Mm-hmm. There's kind of like some rumbling dissonant noises throughout it. Some a little country flourish maybe at the halfway point, and then towards the end, like, the production like really kind of kicks in and it gets to this like much louder, not loud but louder,
mm-hmm.
Level, but it still kind of like conveys this sort of like spiritual seeking and like, you know, like ethereal weirdness. Like, it's just a very like, I felt like I was on a journey when I was listening to it. Do I know what the journey is about? Sure don't.
Nope. But we're on it.
But it's kind of like a fun little, works itself up into kind of like a little meditative fury. And I thought it was really beautiful.
Yeah, this is a really intriguing song. I think largely because of the production.
Mm-hmm.
It just really grabs you. And I love, it sounds like a lot of it was just recorded natural, like it recorded natural sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of pieced them together, which I always enjoy. But the one thing that I just, like, I love his voice, I love the production, but the lyrics fell
short for you?
Yes.
Any clunkers you want to highlight, or?
I feel like they were just so standard and so, like, mountain-themed. There's something about, like, a boulder, I think, or...
Yeah, I mean, I can't quote those.
I can't I don't really remember them, but they felt so plain.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because there's so much going on in the background.
Sure. I mean, I thought they were rock solid, honestly. I know, that was awful, but I had to do it.
That pun took a tumble.
Nice. I hear you. I can see that.
Man, I just want to go back and forth with some rock puns now. But
let's save everyone's sanity and not do that.
We don't have Jason here to yell stop.
Right.
I'm glad that you pointed him out to me because I'm interested to see what more he'll do.
Totally.
There's another song he has called I Am the, I think it was War Machine.
Yes, it is, yes.
That just made me laugh.
Stereo Gum gave it a nice write-up a while back.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's his thing.
So, I mean, he's
every
a mountain.
Song, I Am the.
He's a war machine.
M22 only does songs that are 3 minutes and 22 seconds. His songs are only I Am blank.
Everyone's got to have that something.
You got to have a little thing, a little selling point. Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, all right. Well, let's listen to it. Suntalk, I Am the Mountain.
What's it to you? You say you love me, but
you just cannot afford to stay.
All right, that was Sun Talk, and that's all we got.
Yeah.
Jason's already fled the scene, but Lindsay, thanks
too
for
much
must hear
music for him.
Too much, yeah. Too much vampire, anti-vampire sentiments.
No, I'm the biggest vampire lover.
Yeah. No, you are a big fan of the band, right?
Yes, but I was speaking about vampires more broadly.
In general, more like Twilight type stuff. I actually, fun personal anecdote, I did watch New Moon recently.
Really?
I very much enjoyed watching that movie. It kind of does.
Yeah.
I think the scene where that's like the camera spinning around her when she's like all depressed is so good.
Amazing.
It really is. Yeah.
Fantastic films.
Kind of. Yeah. I like it. I love her. I think she's actually a very interesting actress.
I do too. In person.
For sure. Definitely.
Love it.
Let's get her on the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Come on down.
We need a replacement for Jason.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well, thanks
new
for listening.
New Ariana soon. Sorry.
Interrupting. Yeah. Coming up, we have new Ariana album coming out finally, which is very
exciting.
Thank
you. Next, the album.
And what else is coming out?
I don't know.
Probably some other stuff.
Someone else will release something.
We'll figure it out. Maybe a surprise. Oh, you know what? I realized we should have talked about the Weezer Teal album.
And Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers.
Right. Yes. Mm. Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers have an album.
Yeah.
We can talk about that next time, maybe.
Yeah.
Get around to
it. A lot happened this week.
A lot did happen this week. Yeah. But anyways, thanks for listening. Tweet us some recommendations on Twitter. And we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save